And on the line now I have Aisling Mann, and she's the manager of Huckled Tree Dublin. Hello, good morning to you, Aisling.
Hi, Noel, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Huckled Tree Dublin, tell me, what is that?
Yeah, sure. So Huckled Tree is in the co-working industry. So just to give you kind of the basic concept, I guess, behind co-working, is when companies opt to share an office space rather than take their own lease on a building. So it's particularly popular with early and late stage technology companies who, for instance, don't want to kind of commit to a 5-year lease on their own building. It's a quite a hot space at the moment, and it's a really interesting place to be.
Okay, it sounds interesting. All right, sounds like they have. I mean, is there the same problem as they have with housing as they have with businesses, or is it just more economic and make more sense to do it this way?
Yeah, I suppose it's, you know, as the shared economy becomes more popular, so, you know, we're sharing cars now, we're sharing bikes, and we're sharing workspaces as well. So, yeah, it just makes sense.
Okay. And is it just to do with technology companies?
For Huckled Tree, yeah. So we focus on fast growth tech companies. We have 50 of them working from the Academy building in Dublin. So that's our focus. And then there are other co-working companies who would focus on design, creative industries. But really, it kind of applies to any company. But just for us, our focus and our kind of expertise is in technology and innovation.
Okay, yeah. Just to clarify something, as regards to sharing spaces and workspaces and that, I would sort of assume that tech companies would be very... you know, secretive, and you know, I find it strange that they share spaces and stuff like that in a business. Is that so? Is that all kosher?
Yeah, it depends. So if a company is working in a space that's highly secure, so if they require, you know, a lot of security, they'll probably take their a private office within our building. So there's three different types of membership. You can either work from a hot desk or a resident desk. So that's where you would come in every day into the same space in an open plan area, or you take a private office. So we have a range of private offices of different sizes that would appeal to larger companies. So for instance, we have, you know, a 20-person company in here, and they choose to have their own office, but then they can also engage with the wider community here when they like, because there's common areas on every floor.
Oh, that's great. Now, Huckled Tree was founded by Gabrielle Hersham, if I'm getting that right, and it's quite international. How long has Huckled Tree been in Ireland?
We opened in Dublin in November 2017, and we were the third location for Huckled Tree. So right now we have 6 locations. 4 of those are in the UK, and we have 1 in Ireland. So we were the first overseas location for the business, and it was an amazing challenge and a really exciting opportunity at the beginning. We're open now, kind of coming up to 2 years, just over the 1.5-year mark. And now we have, as I said earlier, 50 companies working from here and 380 people. So we've got a lot of members who were here from day one. And, you know, we've grown alongside them, which has been really, really brilliant.
Okay, and it's built on the essential pillars that you have down there, community, growth and well-being. That should apply to all companies, actually, shouldn't it?
Well, yeah, you'd hope so.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you would hope so. So community is really about the people, you know, so that goes for our own people, our team here in Dublin and in London, and then the members that work from Huckled Tree, and then our network as well. So we have an ambassador community that we would rely on to give advice to our companies and to help them grow. Growth is around our expertise in business growth. So a large proportion of our team have backgrounds in startup and building companies. So I've had a couple of roles all around the world in building businesses, and it's really what I'm passionate about. And then well-being is such an important area for us, and indeed it should be, as you said, for every company. We are very aware of burnout, particularly in our industry, and we see it as, you know, being something that we can really help our members with. So if you think of the type of people who are working from here, you know, a lot of them are founders, and it's very stressful to run your own business. So we would encourage them to, you know, take the time out, and focus a little bit on their own self-care, because mm-hmm. we notice if they don't do that, that will impact the people that are working for them. And you know, burnout is a real issue in our industry.
Just to ask you about, you mentioned it there, helping young businesses. Is it hard to start up? And I mean, you're talking about their burnout and stuff like that. Is that advice that, I mean, you always get advice about economics and the financial side of business, but is there any advice out there for people, like, for the mental aspect of it and the stress part of it and stuff like that?
Yeah, and again, that's something that we see is really, really important. So we actually have our own incubator program for early stage companies called the Alpha Program. And you know, well-being is a focus of it. And often it's actually just about creating that group of peers who you can speak to and who you can share your problems with. Mm-hmm. So the most kind of successful founders I would see are those that are very resilient, you know, but they also they talk to other people. And you know, if you think about it, you have an awful lot on your shoulders. You know, you're trying to set up a business, you're also trying to pay people, you're probably trying to raise funds, you're trying to hire people, and maybe you have your own family as well. So you know, it's an awful lot. And particularly with young founders, we see a lot of imposter syndrome, you know, so they think that, you know, well, why can I have my own business? You know, I don't deserve this. But actually, they're experts in their own field. And with the right advice and support, you know, they will do really, really well. We also have a group that meets every month. We call it our Voxbox group. And that's limited to founders only. And it's almost, you know, it is a support group. So each month will be themed. So for instance, you know, one month could be around hiring, the next month could be around legal issues. And, you know, it's very likely that someone else in Huckletree has gone through exactly what you're going through and can give you advice. A lot of our members, you know, wouldn't necessarily have the means to go, you know, to a big company and seek for, you know, legal advice. So there are things that we can help out with there as well.
Yeah, you seem to have everything covered right across the board. And as regards, I have to be careful now with my next question. As regards women in the Irish tech scene, how prominent are they now? And is it harder for a woman to set up a startup?
Yeah, I think, you know, technology is like any other industry. It's you know, it's always a little bit more difficult for women, particularly if they, you know, choose to have a family or choose to have children. It's definitely, I would say, the situation is getting better in Ireland, but I think the problem still exists. The difference is that we can talk about it now. So, you know, we're not as shy at kind of bringing up these issues and about speaking out, I suppose. So, you know, we would always really strive to have that diversity within our workspace. So, you know, we do have a lot of female founders in here. We have people from different backgrounds, different nationalities. So we've got a really healthy mix of Indigenous Irish companies and overseas companies. And, you know, really successful businesses grow from diverse teams. That's been proven again and again around the world. So it can be harder for a woman, but also, you know, the support, the network is out there and it's definitely getting better.
Mm-hmm. I often find that when you read legislation and wonderful changes that are made, maternity leave and 6 months, 9 months, it doesn't matter at the time. If the companies maybe that they're hoping to work for in the future with the legislation there, if they are on board with it and saying, well, no, I'm not into that now, you're either here or you're not sort of thing, it's hard getting over that
culture,
sort of mental thing.
Exactly what you said. Yeah, it's the attitude that the company has, you know, and it's about supporting your people regardless of what they're going through. So I think, you know, smart companies know if they treat their people well that they'll stay and that they'll become advocates for their company. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of what you said there is completely true. So, you know, maybe offering more of a flexible environment for your employee, like working from a co-working, you know, space. So sometimes a 9-to-5 doesn't suit someone, you know, who has kids. Maybe they prefer to come in earlier in the morning or at weekends. You know, we offer 24/7 access to all of our companies. So I think people now are waking up to the fact that, you know, the 9-to-5 isn't the norm anymore. And companies will need to fit around people's personal lives as well if they want to keep them and if they want to retain the best talent.
Mm-hmm. I suppose some of the hierarchy and some of the companies as well maybe take time now and again to visit the floor and meet people who are working for them and get to know them rather than be removed from them, if you know what I mean.
And we, you know, here we don't, the CEOs of our, you know, the 50 companies that are here, they all sit alongside each other. So I think that's the beauty of it. You know, you never really know who you're going to meet. And you know, at the end of the day, we're all people, you know, we're all human. We definitely seem to attract a more kind of open person that's, you know, open to giving advice and to having a conversation. So we don't tend to see that kind of traditional old school hierarchy in technology. Obviously it exists in certain companies, but not in kind of your modern technology company.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely terrific, I have to say, Aisling. And as I said, you seem to have everything covered right across the board as regards everything. Anything else before I let you go? It sounds like a great system that you have.
No, I guess, you know, our kind of message to people is, if you're looking for, you know, a new workspace, come and you know, have a tour of Puckletree. We're on Pier Street in Dublin, so just opposite Trinity College, and we're always looking for new people to add to our community. So you can check out our website or get in touch. And it was really nice to speak to you, Noel. Thanks
okay.
so much.
What's the website before I let you go? Is it?
Sorry, it's Puckletree.com. So HUCKLETOREE.com.
Okay, that's really terrific. Thank you very much, Aisling. Great pleasure
Thank
talking
you.
To you. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye
bye.
Bye. And that's Aisling Mann, and she's the manager of Puckletree indeed, and it's Puckletree.com. It sounds like, as I say, they have everything covered.